Well, praise the Lord. Today is the day I look forward to, the highlight of my week. I get to record and write a devotional for you. I feel blessed and honored to do so. Last week we said, perhaps if you think back, you'll remember where the Lord has delivered you before. If he did it once, he'll do it again. And in that vein, a friend of mine, Mark Carmichael, one of our reader listeners from Northern Ireland, sent me a link to a song he'd written with the same title, He'll Do It Again. If I can recall the verse, if he did it before, he'll do it again. He's still the same God as he was back then. He parted the Red Sea and drowned Pharaoh's men. If he did it before, he'll do it again. You can find the link to this in the written devotional. I'm sure you will be as blessed as I. Continuing on with Hebrews 11 and 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And of course, we all know Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We know that God existed before all matter, before anything that we see. God was there. He is eternal and self-existent. He created the worlds, those planets that they're just now discovering. He created them, and he did it from nothing. He did it after the counsel of his own will and by the power of his word. John 1 and 1 tells me that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Same was in the beginning with God. They're speaking of Jesus. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus is the eternal Word, or the Logos. The Word was and is God's mind, his will, and his intellect. Colossians tells us that by him, by Jesus, were all things created that are in heaven, in earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. Ephesians 1 and 11 tells me that in him I have obtained an inheritance, that I was predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will. This simply tells me that God created this world for a purpose, that it might be inhabited and inhabited by people who were created in his own image. The scripture also tells me that Christ was a lamb slain before the very foundations of the world. Calvary was an accomplished fact. God created all of what we see for the purpose that you and I can have eternal fellowship with him. I have a hard time believing that it took him an eternity to do so. Think about it. Well, how can I be so sure? Well, by faith. What makes me believe what many call a fable? Because I have a relationship with him. His word tells me that if I believe on him, I will be a new creature. Well, I did, and I am. His word tells me that by his stripes I am healed. Well, I have been. His word tells me that if I lay hands on the sick and invoke his name, the sick will be healed. Well, I did, and they were, instantly. And it all boils down to relationship. If his word can make me a new, regenerated creature by the power of his spirit, I have no problem believing that his spirit hovered over the primeval waters and brought forth dry land. If Jesus could rebuke the wind by a simple word, I have no problem believing that he spoke the wind into existence by the power of that same word. The unbeliever cannot understand this, but we understand it by faith. A simple look at the visible creation makes us stop and think. You know, I live in it. The Las Vegas area is known for gambling and odds making. Somebody here will lay odds on anything. I wonder what the odds would be for everything in this universe to evolve in perfect order by chance. I think I would hold on to my money. It would take more faith to believe the modern theories than to simply accept the Word of God. As we mentioned, Jesus was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He is the Word, the mind, the will, the intellect of God. In other words, it was all settled in God's mind before He created anything. Well, you and I were created in the image of God. Jesus is the expressed image of God's person or substance. But what am I getting at? Simply this. If Calvary was an accomplished fact in the mind of God before creation, then God knew what that image was that He would use to enter this world. He knew what it would look like. And I just can't fathom that He would start with a tadpole, or fish, or baboon. I'm laughing now, so join me. No, He knew exactly what the image of Christ would look like, and it didn't take Him 10 billion years or whatever to make up His mind. He did it all after the counsel of His will and by the power of His word. This I understand by faith, and for that I give a hearty thank you, Jesus. Well, we trust that you've enjoyed the devotional. And if you have, would you please consider passing it on to a friend? We'll be forever grateful. Thank you, and God bless you.